The study by the Washington, D.C.-based Institute of Medicine calls the current disability benefits system inefficient and outmoded. It hasn't been changed since World War II and only considers the financial impact that combat-related injuries or illnesses have on a veteran's ability to work. One of the study's authors, former American Medical Association President Lonnie Bristow, says that ignores how the loss of an arm, for example, affects a veteran's overall quality of life.
If you can't put your arm around your wife or your children, that's another loss that's occurred. The world has moved to the point where it recognizes these non-economic losses. That is a component of the disability program for veterans that is currently, sadly, behind the times.
The study also faults the Veterans Administration for being slow in adapting the benefit system to respond to new kinds of injuries, in particular traumatic brain injuries that are common among Iraq War veterans injured by explosions. Dane County Veterans Service Officer Jim Robart says because helmets have been improved, this is an injury that veterans from previous wars didn't experience.
This is kind of a whole new area because they're surviving more. They wouldn't have survived in Vietnam. There are mental deficits caused by this that the veterans have to face. It's probably time that they actually did something about it.
The study's recommendation now goes to a congressional commission that's charged with writing legislation to update the VA's approach to diagnosing and compensating disabled veterans. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.